Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mongezi Twala, KwaZulu-Natal chairperson of the Economic Freedom Fighters, or the EFF, publicly called on a crowd outside the Durban Magistrates Court to cut the ugly throats of the Jewish. This was in June 2024. In March this year, he issued a full and unreserved public apology, acknowledging that his words caused pain and distress. Wendy Kahn, National Director, Jewish Board of Deputies, is my guest now to tell me more about what went on behind this, as well as other actions and events that the board has been up to this week. Wendy, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hello, Charisse.
It's been quite a week.
It really has, and in some ways a really good week. I think this EFF case was a really good outcome. Thanks for the opportunity to just explain and give a little bit of background.
Yeah, go ahead, Wendy, because I remember at the time, which was June 2024, it was 2024 being a pretty rough year generally, this was a low point.
Yeah, just to remember that at that stage we had very high levels of anti-Semitism. The community around the country was feeling extremely vulnerable, and particularly in Durban. There had just been a horrific murder, and the perpetrator had been taken to the Durban court. And this was happening in the context of that. There was chanting, there was a very aggressive, intimidatory atmosphere outside the courtroom, and several EFF protesters were there, one of whom was Mongezi Twala, who was the chairperson of the EFF in KZN, and also an MEC in the KZN legislature. And he made the comments that you just mentioned: we're going to cut the ugly throat of the Jew. He also referred to us as snakes. And it really was such an irresponsible statement for a senior politician, for anybody to make, but particularly a senior politician. And we realized that we needed to take this case up. We needed to address it. It's not easy because, some political parties are not known to apologize and are not known to really respond in this kind of way. But we did take it up. We went to the High Court, the Equality Court in the High Court in Pietermaritzburg. And it was a very long process in terms of, first of all, being able to serve Twala. But once we did find him and we were able to arrange the service of the charges to him, and then our various legal teams engaged, and we got the settlement, which is actually a court order. I think that needs to be understood. It wasn't just like in a little flippant little apology that he gave. It's an extensive apology. He takes complete ownership. He recognizes that what he said was anti-Semitic. It was hate speech. It was incitement to violence. He recognizes, he acknowledges that, and he apologizes unequivocally. And that was made an order of court. Also important to note that he will in the coming weeks go and visit the Holocaust Center to get more of an understanding of the issues. It's a facilitated visit. It's not that he's just going to run through and have a cup of coffee at the end. No, this is a proper facilitated with people who have great experience in sensitivity training and in dealing with these kind of restorative justice issues. But it really has been an extensive process involving legal teams, and it really has been a good outcome.
Yeah, it has been an excellent outcome. And we're talking about Holocaust training, sensitivity training. We've seen, yes, over these past few years, images that we last saw also during the Holocaust, Jews portrayed as rats, manipulative, all that kind of imagery. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how we deal with it?
Yeah, there has been a resurgence. And what's quite interesting is some of the anti-Israel groups are now really starting to use these images in some of their, and we've seen two really disturbing images that have come up this week. The one of a rat, And this one was posted on the Iran embassy, the Iranian embassy in South Africa, posted an image of a rat, which is really Holocaust sort of Nazi, deeply anti-Semitic image of Jews as rats, as vermin. And if you had any query as to whether they were referring to Jews, there's also a kippah on the rat's head, and there's also peyot on the sides of the head. So they make it very clear that this is Jewish, and it's a rat on the shoulders of an eagle. The comment being, of course, that Israel is controlling America, which of course has got its own anti-Semitic tropes as well. But we have taken this particular cartoon up with the Human Rights Commission. There's no doubt in our minds that this is very anti-Semitic. And we've also written to the presidency, because we believe that if a foreign mission, a foreign embassy is posting this kind of things that violate so heavily our anti-hate speech laws in our country, this should be something that is raised with them. And we have written to the presidency in that regard.
Yeah, and I suppose it's also the consistency with our government that if, you know, one embassy behaves badly, or they get demarched or kicked out or whatever.
Or kicked out the country, yeah.
You have to be consistent, exactly. You know, a little bit of consistency.
If you're going to come out against citizens and a minority group in the country, surely you should be, and Durko should be reaching out to an embassy and saying this kind of behavior is unacceptable in our country.
Yeah.
And we have raised that, and hopefully there will be some response in terms of that. There also has been, we're talking about imagery, and there has also been another cartoon, we won't go into the details of it, but a call to a protest using the image of a cockroach with a big boot coming down on it, and of course the cockroach has got an Israeli flag on. Complicated, but absolutely, we know exactly what they're saying, and we will in the coming weeks be dealing with this one as well.
And just to, before we go into our advert break, just to tie up with what you were saying at the beginning, that ideally, while we deal with these issues, we're not looking for we're looking for restorative justice. We're looking for an apology. We're not looking for anything more.
Well, sure. Yeah, Charisse, you know, I think where possible, yes. But where not possible, we are really happy to go to the courts, and we really are, you know, we are happy to deal with these issues. But we are obviously a restorative justice outcome is the preferable one. In first of all, because, you know, what we want to do is change behavior. And if behavior is going to change, then that's something that we're comfortable in. And also it's a much more sustainable outcome. We've had really, really good successes over the years with taking anti-Semitic people to the Holocaust Center. In fact, we had one quite recently, a woman who was doing a Hitler salute on social media, wearing the company uniform for the organization that she worked for. And we went with her to the Holocaust and Genocide Center for a facilitated, and it was such a really good outcome. And she came away really understanding what she had done, and being completely remorseful in terms of the hurt that she had caused, first of all, her organization and the Jewish community. Those are good outcomes.
Wendy, we're going to take our break there now, but afterwards we'll talk a little bit more about Yom HaShoah.
Ever wondered what goes into Boba Shah's delicious salad dressing? Well, that's a secret. But what's not is what's left out. It's gluten-free, egg-free, and dairy-free, making it 100% vegan and pariv. Boba Shah's salad dressing, available wherever you buy your kosher products. Warning, Boba Shah's salad dressing may be hard to resist and cause salad overconsumption. For guidance, call her helpline on 082-MUCH.
To put it bluntly, we don't believe that one size fits all, certainly not when it comes to your business's affairs. Leveraging our global network of knowledge resources, we create localized solutions tailored for our clients. And as leaders in our field, we work hand in hand with you to support your business advisory, assurance, and tax needs. PKF Octagon. Right people, right size, right solutions.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherise Zephyr, this is Above Board, and I'm talking to Wendy Carr, National Director, Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy, this we were talking earlier before the break about Holocaust analogies and imagery. We commemorated Yom HaShoah earlier this week as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
It was just such a deeply moving and meaningful evening for those that were there. I think I'm just talking about the Johannesburg one. That was the one that I went to. I know that you broadcast around the country, and that there were really fantastic ceremonies in Cape Town and Durban as well. We had the amazing survivor, Vanda Albanisky, who spoke. She really just shared such a horrific story in terms of her mother who had been a very dedicated doctor, and in the camps she was still till the very end looking after her patients and refusing to leave. She didn't want to leave her patients, and eventually she died in Treblinka. But what an amazing story. From now we're hearing from child survivors and their stories, and we have to take every opportunity that we have at the moment to hear directly from survivors, because you know that we're going to enter a new era when we don't have that privilege. So that was really very special. Also special for me was the story that Ben Veselut shared with us, the great-grandson of Righteous Among the Nations. And he told us the story of his great-grandparents who took in Jewish children. And the point that he made, and it's such an important point, is that they took them in at great risk to themselves and to their children. But they knew that this was the right thing. It really is such a poignant story to hear that there are people there. That as much as we're feeling really wounded, and that anti-Semitism is so rife around the world, and we really are concerned and worried and anxious, but there are so many good people out there, and we have to recognize them as well. And the beautiful story about Ben that he told is that as a great-grandchild of the Righteous Among the Nations, he converted to Judaism, and he married. He married and had a gorgeous little baby, that was at our ceremony. So those were two highlights. For me, always such a poignant moment is when the survivors stand up and they light the memorial lamps. And sadly, every year, there are less and less survivors, which is really something, you know, that I noticed this year, particularly how few survivors we had at our ceremony. Yeah. Cherise, also just a really very important speech by our Gauteng chairperson, Danny Mofsovitz, where she spoke about genocide inversion and genocide manipulation, and how the concept of genocide is being used against of people who themselves have experienced genocide in such a politically expedient way. And her speech, really, if you haven't heard it, it is worth going onto the Jewish Board of Deputies social media and hearing her a portion of her speech.
Yeah,
Wendy, really, really critical at this time.
Absolutely. And Wendy, also just to let all our listeners know, if you want to know what the board is doing or getting up to, you are always welcome to visit our social media pages. Also to remind our community that if you experience anti-Semitism or intimidation because you're Jewish, you can report it to our WhatsApp line on 078-259-9417.